I have fair taxation.
Okay, well, that's just what we're talking about.
I don't know. My mind goes all over the place with this concept. Because
fortunately, none of us are rich enough to have to pay, be in the high tax bracket, so that ain't about here. But, except for Lorraine, I think she's pretty wealthy.
I pretty much everybody I know complains about taxes. And I wanted to just start going on this tangent about... You know what? I don't know. This phrase fills my mind with so many different ideas. That's kind of what I'm trying to get my head around. I mean, fair taxation is kind of an oxymoron for me.
You know, we think about it that more toward our society, but let's go toward the ideal society that's maybe 1,000 years or more in the future.
I think we're just talking about fair contribution of time, energy, and resources to the good of all. So,
okay.
Obviously, there should be. I don't have a problem with a certain amount of input.
Yeah.
Contributing service out there is kind of
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice to live in a society where there was really no taxes, but everybody just did their share of everything? And everything just worked?
Did we talk about that one again? We all got up and talked with you.
I don't remember. If we... In Manti? What was the question that we asked there?
It might have been when we were talking.
Talking about the floating society, the floating city of cities.
Oh, yeah.
We would have the government, how we would structure it, and we could take our turns being judge, sheriff,
healer,
okay. Business as well. But
I almost forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it would take a big machine to furnish all of our food, like on Star Trek.
Yeah.
where we wouldn't have to go earn it or anything, but it's there for us. And that's just one scenario.
Yeah, wouldn't it be something if you could just have this little chip you throw on the ground and it grows a house? And then you have a thing like Star Trek and you press some buttons and you get food. And it would be interesting to see how society would change if all of a sudden there was no homeless, nobody hungry, nobody without.
And it takes the greed out.
Yeah. Yeah, then we'd have to shift our attention to something else.
But then you need unlimited energy, like Sterling talks about.
Yeah. I think we're headed toward that point. Did anybody get anything to do with energy in any of their slips? That'd be a good one. What did you get, Artie? Quality?
Equality.
Is this on with the dots show?
Oh, equality. Yeah.
That's the recording.
Very good. Pass it down to Artie there.
Mine was on equality. And my thought on that is that I believe in equality of opportunity, but you can't guarantee or ask for equality of outcome, because that's not even possible. And it kind of reminded me of in the news lately of this Judge Sotomayor that's running, trying to get confirmed. And when she shot down the white firemen who'd worked so hard to pass their tests and legitimately should have been promoted, and then she said no because more blacks should have been promoted in your place than the whites, and so now she's being accused of racism for that. But I do agree in that case that the blacks should have had just as much an opportunity as whites to apply for the position and be promoted, but if they weren't there and weren't available, didn't want the job or whatever, then you can't say, well, then you white guys just can't have the job. So, you know, again, that goes back to the equality of opportunity versus equality of outcome. So.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Even Genghis Khan ran his army as a meritocracy. Like, you got to hand them out because you're just the Mongol. Whoever was the best got the job. I once heard somebody that's a really great healer who said, we're all equal in the eyes of God. Yeah. But, you know, we're not all equally gifted or equally. So you just...
Yeah,
you do have somewhat subdivided quality. Was that really?
Yeah, it's amazing when you speak on Genghis Khan. It's amazing when you read history of those days how different the mindsets were. I mean, it just was whoever was the most powerful.
Yeah,
that was the deciding factor. Period. It's amazing. Now it's whoever has the most money, pretty much. But back then it was whoever had the most might.
That's how we equate.
Did you?
I
saw you raise your hand.
No, I was going to.
What word do you have?
I don't have a word. I don't like to talk. Give that to me.
Okay, with that note of finality. Oh, Bill, we haven't heard from you. What word do you have?
Yes, justice.
Justice, that's a good word. And Susie's eager to let you talk about it.
Well, you know, we're talking about 1,000 years from now, or 100 years, or 500 years, and we talk about justice. Not only have we just recently gone through, you know, watching TV and watching this Supreme Judge be questioned and raked over the coals, but we also look at what various peoples think about justice. The Israelis, they want justice, they want their country, they don't want to be bombed, they like to live in freedom, and they like to have justice. And we have the Palestinians, they want to have justice, they want to have their country, they would like to see the Israelis go away. It's not going to happen. And it's a give and take. It's a tug of war that we have various ideas of justice. So what's it going to look like 500 years or 1,000 years? People are going to have to be extremely compromising, negotiable, and they have to want to get along with each other. And I don't know what it's going to take for that type of environment to exist on Earth. Because Earth is the school of hard knocks, the school of learning. That's one thought. So what's it going to take on Earth, or whatever planet is left, to have justice, to have people get along with one another? And justice truly is what all of us, I think, want. One degree or not.
Good. Okay, thanks, Bill.
How about Val and Adam?
Oh, Val. What word do you have, Val?
I have Rob's word. It is involvement.
Involvement?
Uh-huh. Okay. Is very
well, that's a good word. Especially when you think of an ideal society.
Taco Bell. Yeah, 10,000 years from now, we're going to have Taco Bell running the world.
Taco Bell's happening in the future.
What
can I say?
Pepsi's still around. We talk quite a bit.
Let me see that.
At the house.
Still on.
I'm sure you can imagine we never speak at the house, but we do. We talk quite a bit about politics and various other subjects, but and we watch a lot of television, a lot of news television, not just wasted television. So we feel fairly abreast on the current situations as to what's going on out there. And we think a lot, and I know Rob has some really good ideas on involvement he had expressed to me, so I'm going to share them with you. That's all right, and you can jump in.
Just as it might be something I got from JJ, so I don't know if I can.
Okay, this might be something. Anyway, it just seems like, you know, so many people out there are not involved or don't even have an idea as to what is really going on, nor do I feel that some of them even care. I had lunch yesterday with a client, and we were talking about cap and trade, and we were having lunch with another gal who didn't even know the phrase. And it seemed kind of strange to me that somebody might not know the phrase cap and trade or what it's about or how it affects us or how it might affect you as a person or how it might affect our country. It just kind of seemed like shocking to me, and I went, there are people out there who really don't know or pay attention to it. And I think that's fine to a certain degree because everybody has their own personal life and everybody is entitled. We all are entitled to live our life the way that we want to. I think a part of involvement that would be great is in today's society, we're so internet savvy and we all have, you know, access to so many things and so much information that it might be something where we all need to be a little bit more involved with our government. We all need to be able to be in the face of our congressmen, in the face of our senators. I don't really think that our society's broken. I think that the basics that the forefathers put out there are all still something that's intact. I just think that we're losing touch with, and that they're losing touch with, who society is. The consciousness of society, I think, is getting diluted in greed, power, and other people's, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on out there that we've kind of lost control as people. So somehow we need to cast upon our government that there are some of us out there that still care, that pay attention, that need to be more involved, whether that be somehow we set up something. Rob had this really cool idea, and I don't know if this is one of JJ's ideas, but he shared it with me, of setting up some website where your whole state could vote about whether they want cap and trade to be passed through the House or the Senate, where everybody in the state had access to their senator, where the senator could put up a post saying, yes, here's all the details if you want to read through all of the details. And give us your idea, right?
Yeah, he's talking about molecular politics.
Where that's the way that your senator actually votes, right? He doesn't just listen to you. You vote. You vote, and whatever the populace votes, the majority rules, it's just like taking it out to the states.
Yeah.
I mean, you see California voting on Prop 8, right? Well, that's for their state. But why are we not doing that for everything? For everything that needs to
happen. I tell you, the politicians don't like that direct vote of the people because they want to be the ones that decide for us. They don't like us deciding. And when we do have a direct vote, sometimes it goes against what I like, sometimes it goes for what I like. But if you go by what the people want, what I've said many times is it's the path of safety because you're not going to get an extreme.